Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's good to be with you again. I welcome you with all my heart. Peace unto you. There are many people who still believe that when you become enlightened, you have to give up your entire lifestyle. I use the term enlightened loosely. Nobody ever becomes enlightened. What you do is sort of wake up to your natural state. That's not even true. Because there's really no state to wake up to. You just become what you've always been. For instance, the sun shines all the time. But when the clouds hide the sun, you don't go around and say, let's create a sun. You have to create the sun and the sun won't be here. You realize if you have patience and you wait a while, the clouds will dissipate and the sun will shine one more time with its glory and splendor. So it is with us. We don't have to make anything happen to us. The new enlightenment we're looking for, as if we're gone and we're trying to bring it back to us, we simply wish to awaken to what we were before we were born. Before the body came into being, so to speak, what were we? Where were we? We always were and we will always be. The body has absolutely nothing to do with it. The body is simply a superimposition on consciousness. We are consciousness. We are an image as a body. The consciousness is our real state. And when we forget about the body, consciousness takes over it by itself. There's nothing you have to do, there's nothing you have to make happen. There's no prayers you have to do, there's no mantras you have to do. You just have to be still. And everything happens by itself. So, there are those beings who think, when this happens to you, you become dull. Uninteresting. You have to give up all your life. It's a false notion. The only thing you ever give up is your thoughts. Your thoughts about person, place, and thing. That's what you give up. But your body will continue doing whatever it has to do. In other words, you don't have to give up sex or wine or beer if you like to have a drink now and again. You don't have to give up your family or give up anything. When you awaken, everything takes care of itself. You will find that you're just the same you've always been. Yet you see things differently. Nothing actually changes. Only the mind has been transcended. When the mind has been transcended, there's no longer a world that you see like it was before. You see the world as images, appearances, on the screen of life. And you become blissful. You become more blissful than anything this earth can offer you. This world, this universe can offer you anything as good as this bliss that you really are, the bliss that your self is. And we want to have this bliss because our natural state, this bliss is peace, happiness, joy. Can you ever imagine being in eternal happiness, eternal peace, eternal joy? When nothing bothers you any longer, nothing comes into your mind any longer, nothing disturbs you any longer. Yet the so-called disturbances are still going on. Everything is still going on as it was before, but that's for you. We no longer have a mind that comprehends these things. The mind has been totally annihilated, totally destroyed. There's no ego. But your body will continue doing what it does. Yet you always understand that you are another body, you're another doer. You are free. You are total freedom. You are effortless, choiceless, pure awareness. This happens by itself. Now this may cause some of your habits to drop away. It may cause some of your negative things to disappear from your life. It will bring you a peace that you never understood before, a joy, a happiness that you never realized existed before. But we're talking about two different worlds, so to speak. There's really only one. That one is Brahman. Yet it appears there are two. The world of reality and the world of relativity. This appearance goes on until the body is dropped completely. When the body is dropped completely, the yoni becomes the self, which has always been, the consciousness, which has always been, it is merged in the absolute. You don't have to think about giving up things. Some people say this teaching is for monks and nuns, people who have renounced the world. But again, I say to you, there's nothing that you can renounce as a human being, which will say renounced. There's certain people all over the world who think they've renounced the world, or they said so. There's nothing you can do about these things with your physical body, with your active mind, like renouncing the world. You may say that you're renouncing the world. Then the feelings will come to you when you see the world in action. Feelings of greed, feelings of lust, feelings of inadequacy, feelings of depression, feelings of fear. These feelings come to all these so-called people who say they've renounced the world. For who are you to renounce the world? Who gave you permission to renounce the world? You're not here to renounce anything. You need to transcend, to see yourself as you are, bright and shining. It had nothing to do with the mind or the ego or your mouth, anything you may say or do. It's not a question of wanting something or trying to become something. You simply let go of everything as it is by doing nothing. Then you will find whatever you're supposed to do, you're doing. Whatever you're not supposed to do, you're not doing. Everything will take care of itself. It's a wonderful feeling to realize that you have nothing to do, nothing to prove, nothing to become, nothing to be. It's a beautiful feeling. You have absolutely nothing to fear, nothing to fight. Just be what you've always been. And you don't even have to know what that is. Because they're just words. No one is called upon to renounce the thing. Yes, this doesn't mean you make a fool out of yourself. And you just teach you this license to do anything you want. Remember, as long as you think you are the doer, you're under the laws of karma. As you sow, so shall you reap. This law is always in effect with those of us who have not reached the other side. The law of karma is always in effect. No one can escape it. It is only by inquiring to whom does this karma come. By inquiring, who am I? That the time will come when you have no longer any karma to bear. All the samskaras have been transcended. Karma has been eradicated forever. But of course, this only happens when you have drop the body mentally. Everything is done mentally, not physically. When you're able to see yourself as your true nature, who you really are, then you will find that you never had a body to drop to begin with. There never was a body. And this sounds sort of contradictory. It is. The body that you feel you have does not belong to you. You do not own your body. So why concern yourself with it? Why worry about it? Keep your mind on God, always. How do you keep your mind on God, but keep your mind on yourself? How do you keep your mind on yourself? By not thinking. By stopping your thoughts. By erasing your ego. When the thoughts slow down, You become happier and happier automatically. But when the thoughts slow down, something is rushing in to take their place. And what rushes in is bliss. Therefore, to the extent that you make your mind slow down, to the extent you feel blissful and happy. Some of you have already proven this in your lives. You've told me so. When you're no longer fretting or worrying or concerning yourself with anything, you're becoming more peaceful. Do nothing, you come here to solve problems. Some people still believe they come to this earth to work things out. There's nothing you have to work out. Only if you believe you have to work things out, then you have to work things out. But where does it come from? It comes from your mind. You're giving power to things like this. You're creating a situation like this that you have to work things out. There's nobody to work anything out. Just be yourself, which you've always been. Rest in your own Swarupa. Center yourself. Drop the past, drop the future. See yourself as an expanding entity. What I mean by an expanding entity, I mean your body circumference is not the end of you. You think you're a body, and you're enclosed in a jail, so to speak, which is your body. This is not true. Break through this shell called the body, and it will pervade the whole universe. The whole universe is really your nature. How is the whole universe your nature? Think of the dream state. In the dream state you see a universe, a world, actions taking place. You dream that you're a prince or a princess, you're in a kingdom. You go through all sorts of experiences. Where does this dream come from that's so real for you? The dream comes from your mind. Which means that you are in the dream, you are in everything, you're all part of the dream. If the dream comes out of your mind, then you're playing all the parts, aren't you? How can there be different people playing the parts when you're dreaming a dream? You see what I'm saying? The dream is coming out of your mind. Not out of a thousand minds, just your mind. So you are the grass in the dream. You are the trees in the dream. You are the sun in the dream, the people in the dream. It's all you because it came from you. And when you awaken in the morning, the dream is gone. It's going back inside of you. So it is with this world, what you call the earth, the universe. For some reason you have been hypnotized to believe that you're separate So you've got to take action, you've got to work, you've got to stick up for your rights. You have to do all sorts of things. And just like when you're dreaming, you believe you have to do all kinds of things also. And you find that dream is just a bubble. It came from nowhere and went to nowhere. This world is exactly the same. What you think is the world is only an extension of your consciousness. The whole universe emanates out of your mind. You're dreaming the mortal dream right now. Right this minute. Because you're thinking there's you and me. There are the trees outside, the flowers, there's furniture, and you believe it's all external to yourself. This is what keeps you back from your freedom, from your unalloyed happiness, from your total bliss, by thinking that the things of this world are apart from you. So the solution is, just to understand that everything in this world comes out of you. This understanding alone will take away all of your fears, all of your frustrations. All the things that have been disturbing you. Just by knowing this. This universe cannot be if it were not for you. Again, as in sleep. When you are in deep sleep and you do not dream, where did your world go? What happened to the world? There's no world for you. The world only begins when you wake up or when you dream. Then there's a world. But if you're in deep sleep, there's no world. Where did you go then? Where did you become then? Find out. So the beginning of wisdom is when you understand that this world is only an emanation of your mind. That's all there is. It's a bubble, a dream bubble. If you really knew this and you understood this, would you ever feel serious about anything that's going on in this world again? Would you believe somebody's trying to hurt you? That you have to have revenge and hurt somebody else? Would you believe you have to have your own way and make things happen the way that you want them to be? You would simply become the observer, wouldn't you? You would become the observer of this whole world and all its manifestations, wouldn't you? You just watch everything happening, taking place. You would not react to a person, place, or thing. You will not react to anyone. And you'll never be hurtable again. What can possibly hurt you that you think is separate from you? When in truth you are one with it. This is the reason I say so often. No one can ever leave you or be away from you. There's nothing you can ever lose. For you are all of these things yourself. all of your relations, all of your co-workers, all the people you dislike, all the people that you like. They're all part of your creation. If they're all part of your creation, consequently, you never should be in conflict with them because you're in conflict with yourself. You see what's happening now? Whenever you're in conflict with anything, any place, any person, you're really in conflict with yourself. For there's one self. And you are that. Just by knowing this frees you. Just by understanding what I'm saying to you. Your body is also part of the dream. For when you're sleeping and dreaming, you're not aware of your body. You're only aware of the dream. And so it is that your body is also part of the dream. It's all part of the whole dream. This is wonderful news. It's something you always have to remember. Always be aware of this. Just being aware of this causes something to happen to you. Become aware of this truth. Now you know what I mean when I say you're not the body, you're not the world, you're not your situations. They're all part of this dream. Awaken to yourself. Become free. Stop trying to analyze things, to figure things out. Do not be judgmental. Do not walk around with a chip on your shoulder. Stop playing a role. When you start looking into these things, you will find that they all drop away. And then your true nature will be revealed. Then you will understand what Brahman is. Brahman is that aspect where everything is dropped away, including your body. I don't mean physically, I mean mentally. To others, you will still appear to be in the body. But you will know definitely, sincerely, truly, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that there is no body. There never was a body. And if there's no body, there's no world. See, it all starts with the body. We don't try to eradicate anything in this world or change things in this world, because it's the body that's doing this. Can't you see this? It is your body that's trying to make the changes. it is your bad that something is wrong, something has to be changed. But when you realize the body is a dream, like the world is, like the universe is, like everything else is, then there's nobody left to change anything. You just observe it, you watch it, you let it go. And it dissolves into the self, which you are. Everything dissolves into you. You are the one, and there's no other. Think of yourself as a god. And let the dream manifestation take place. And let's fight it. Just observe it. Watch it, look at it. And let's fight it or try to change it. When you do this, it's the ego that you're working with, and the ego will take over and become more powerful. Anytime you use your mind to try to change anything, your own thing, your ego, it will cause you more problems. Watch yourself when you're by yourself. Look at the thing that you're thinking about. Watch yourself doing things as if you were the doer. Watch yourself in action, judging people, coming to conclusions, saying this is right, this is bad, this is good, this is terrible, this is wrong. Who can say such a thing? Can God think like this? If what we call God were able to think this way, it would be total destruction, total chaos and confusion. To God, all things are a dream. They have no relevance of their own, no existence of their own. Yet you walk around the world trying to change things, trying to do things. Even visiting holy temples, visiting holy people, it's all part of the dream. For there are no holy people. It's all yourself. You're playing games with yourself. In other words, some of you think this is okay as far as problems are concerned. When it comes to visiting holy people or seeing holy books, this is different. There's me and the person. This is all false. It's all false thinking, false imagination. You are the one. You are the Holy One. And there's none other but you. Think of all the years that you've wasted. Yes, wasted. Reading holy books. Chasing holy gurus. Going here, going there. Trying to find answers outside of yourself. Can't you see now everything that's been happening outside of yourself? Why don't you go inside of yourself to begin with? where everything came from. Doesn't this make sense to you? Everything came from yourself to begin with. Therefore, why don't you jump into yourself? And you would have been free many years ago. But instead you insist on thinking that things external to yourself are real and have power. But you always wind up with yourself, don't you? When it's all over. You might get a big thrill, feel good for a while. I went to all your friends, your relatives, I saw this person. I felt so good when I saw this person. I felt bliss, I felt joy. The bliss and the joy you're feeling are coming from yourself, not from the person. For the person is yourself. You are that one. There never were two of you, there's always been one. And you are the one. Awaken to this truth, awaken to this fact, and be free once and for all. You're the one you've been searching for all of your life. It helps to understand what this means by understanding everything comes out of you. That's why you're the one. There's no other one. You are that one. Be still and know that I am God. Again, this means to be still. Not to do anything, not to try to make things happen. But be still and know that I am God. Only when you're still can you know that you're God. When you're making noise with your mouth, when you're blabbering all over the place, when you think you're someone, you think you're a person that's a blabber. Let's get their point across. Or when an argument. But when you really know that you are the one, there's absolutely nothing to win, nothing to lose. Nothing to be, nothing to become. For that one, there's no delusion, there's no liberation. There's no good, there's no bad. Why? Because you have created that one out of yourself. And that one has created all the conditions out of itself. And they're all happening within you. This is why when I talked to you in the beginning, I said you do not have to do anything to become enlightened. You do not have to give up anything that you're doing. Stop thinking that you have to give up something. Something that you love. By thinking this way, it'll go away from you physically. Because you're thinking you have to give it up. Therefore, forget about giving up a thing and turn within the self where all the answers are and be free. So we have any samples back there?
Could you please walk us through a sample of who am I?
A sample of who am I?
Yeah.
As soon as you get up in the morning, the first thing you do is ask yourself, to whom do all these things come? Which means your body, your thoughts, whatever you see there, whatever comes into your mind. In other words, don't get up and just go about your business like you always do. Get up and inquire. So you open your eyes and inquire, to whom does this come? What you're really saying is, where did my body come from? Where did the morning come from? Where did the sun come from, shining through the window? Where do all these things come from? What you're trying to do, as we just said before, is you're trying to understand it all came from you. It came from yourself. It all manifests out of you. By asking this question, something happens that makes you realize this is true. So you inquire, to whom does this come? Whatever it may be. If a problem comes into your mind, you inquire, to whom does this problem come? If you feel good and wonderful, you ask yourself, where does this come to? Who's feeling good and wonderful? You keep inquiring, to whom does it come? And naturally, when you do this, something's going to say, it comes to me. I'm the one that comes to me. I feel this. Right away you'll feel a separation from the I. But you're not the I. Because I feel this. I feels depressed. I feels wonderful. I feels good. Hallelujah. I feel this and I feel that. But it's not you. By inquiring, who am I? You're really saying, then who's that I that feels this? That's what who am I means. Who am I means, where does I come from that feels this? It feels the world and all its manifestations. Where does I come from? And then you keep still, you never answer that question. For if you answer the question, it's the ego answering. By answering the question, keeping still, sitting in the silence, the ego will become weaker and weaker and weaker. But of course, as you stay in the silence in the beginning stages, more thoughts will come into your mind. You repeat the whole thing again. To whom do these thoughts come? Who's thinking this? Again, I am. I feel this. They come to me. Again, you separate the I from yourself. And you ask, who's this I? So who am I? Where does I come from? What's its source? Who gave it birth? And it keeps still. As you keep still, you'll find the space between the question, who am I, and the thoughts that come again, that when you have to ask, when they come, will become greater and greater. The space between. This is when you know you're making progress. When there are no longer any thoughts, the thoughts begin to slow up. as the thoughts fill up, the mind becomes quieter. When you say, who am I? Nothing will happen. And you keep doing this week after week after week, the space will become greater and greater. The space between who am I and some of these thoughts come, and you have to love again. The space will become greater and greater and greater. And that space is your reality. That space is consciousness. That space is pure awareness. And everything will happen by itself. You know, this takes some time with people. It takes some time for this to happen. But keep persevering, keep doing it, don't stop. Sometimes you'll think you're overwhelmed by thoughts. And you have to keep doing it again and again and again, but that's okay. It's better than some of the things you're doing. So keep doing it, don't be afraid to do it. Over and over again. Do it all day long. Before you fall asleep. While you're washing dishes, while you're working in the office. Whatever you're doing, keep it up. Who feels this? When does this come? Who feels depressed? Who feels sick? Who feels lack, limitation? Who feels that if I do this, I'll have enough money to buy a house and I'll live up ever after? Who feels this? I do. The I is the ego. And trying to heal and annihilate the ego. You want to get rid of the ego totally and completely. The ego has to be annihilated, totally annihilated, totally destroyed. And this is how you destroy it, by acquiring. As soon as these thoughts come, they come to me. Who's me? Who am I? Keep still. That's what you have to do.
Father, the consciousness of reality, why do we lose it in deep sleep? It appears that consciousness seems to be controlled by where it is in the body. In the waking state, in the brain, connected to the mind, it's awake. And when you fall asleep, it seems to fall down to lower centers in the body. And if consciousness is reality, why should it be controlled by centers and bodies? And why does it lose? It seems to lose itself and lose consciousness every sleep.
You're referring to consciousness as an entity. And consciousness I'm referring to is an entity. The consciousness I'm referring to is the absolute reality, Brahman, God. But you're referring to consciousness as an entity, as a thing.
So the Yani doesn't lose consciousness in deep sleep?
No.
He's always just as conscious as he is while he's awake?
There's no difference.
So why do we lose consciousness in deep sleep?
Because you believe you do. Who loses consciousness? The one who believes he does.
The mind appears to lose consciousness in deep sleep.
Who has this appearance? Let's find out. Go within the self. Who does it appear to? Who appears to have loose consciousness?
The mind.
Of course, it's always back to the mind.
Yes.
So by knowing this, it'll stop.
Sometimes, maybe once every few years, I can stay conscious in deep sleep. I mean, there's something there that's awake in deep sleep. And it's a very blissful experience, but it happens very rarely.
Yes, when I use the word consciousness, I'm always referring to the absolute reality. It isn't an entity, a thing. Consciousness is synonymous with God, pure awareness, Brahman, Satchitananda. This is all consciousness. You can never lose consciousness, except when you refer to consciousness as an entity, as a thing. That's what I'm talking about when I use the term consciousness. Ask yourself, who sleeps? Always inquire within yourself, who's doing this? Who's going through this? Who's experiencing all these things? keep working on yourself. Never stop.
Are you saying that the universe is a belief?
Yeah. It's a bubble. Like a bubble in the ocean. They keep coming and going continuously. Only the ocean remains the same. The bubbles keep merging in the ocean. New bubbles are born. They merge. New bubbles form. It's a continuous process. So as it says, you are the pure self. And then the self-images come. Images like images on the screen, in a movie. It's full of images. But you don't identify with the images, you identify with the screen. And you become free. But if you identify with the images, then you become an image yourself. So the whole universe is a nation of the mind. Because when you're in deep sleep, there's no universe, nothing. But when you dream, there's a universe, and when you wake up, there's a universe. They're both false.
It seems that all religions agree that the truth abides in silence. And it's the only place that abides. And once words enter the picture, there's a departure from the truth. But at a certain stage of the game, words have a purpose. And that's what they're doing here this afternoon, up to some extent.
What's the question?
Is that right?
It's not wrong.
Same thing.
Robert, in deep sleep again, if consciousness is still very much alert, and yet we're not aware of it, I still don't understand how, why is it that we're not aware of it? If we are that consciousness that never sleeps, why do we appear to lose consciousness?
Who loses consciousness?
The consciousness that I feel I am right now.
Of course. But you're not that consciousness at all. You're beyond that. You are the self. The self doesn't sleep.
Yeah, you're telling me that, but I don't experience it.
What can I do then?
I need shock treatment.
You just got it from her.
Everybody loses consciousness in deep sleep. And it shouldn't happen if they're really consciousness. Why do they lose?
Why are you a body? Why are you appear to exist? Well, you appear to go to work and all kinds of things. The same reason.
It's a disaster.
It's all a false notion. It's an hallucination. You've been hallucinating for many years that your body and you have to sleep and wake up. It's all an hallucination. Go beyond it. Step backwards and watch what's going on. Observe yourself. Observe all the thoughts that come to you. Observe all the situations that you're involved in. Look at yourself, see what you're doing. And realize this is just a superimposition on consciousness. That's all it is. Like the words, the ink words on paper. If there were no paper, there couldn't be ink words. There couldn't be any print. Paper is the consciousness, the print is the images. Because there's consciousness, we can read the print. It's same is true with us. Because as consciousness, your body appears as consciousness. You have no consciousness, you do nothing. You don't have to worry about the question. So identify with the consciousness or with the white paper, rather with the words in the paper.
Everything that appears then must necessarily appear on consciousness as a manifestation.
Yes. That's how it seems, that's how it appears. It's all the same dream.